Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm John Mowinkle. On today's program, we recap the year 2020 at the Knoxville Public Library with Director Rosalyn Thompson.
We're recapping the year 2020 here at the Knoxville Library. You know, first of all, it kind of starts off as just normal year, start of a new decade, then COVID hits. You know, when you reflect on the challenges that you faced because of the COVID-19 pandemic, what comes to mind as far as, you know, the challenges and then how ultimately you were able to bounce back?
Yeah, I think ultimately it comes down to the fact that libraries and librarians are very resilient and able to adapt to just any situation. It was, you know, a very unusual situation to be shut down in March. And we were shut down until June 1st. But in that meantime, you know, in the meanwhile then, we had to quickly reconfigure how we provide services, right? And so we decided, okay, let's do the curbside services that people can safely, you know, still be able to check out their materials and still be able to provide the services, like people coming in for a fax or a copy machine. You know, we just figured out ways for them to do that safely. And then, you know, the staff was here in the meantime, just trying to figure out what do we do. We had to move a lot of our programming online. And one of the most difficult ones would have been the summer reading program, you know, because that's one of our biggest successes. And we get thousands of people who come in, you know, visitors, and a lot of people taking part in that. So we had to adapt somehow, but we did it.
And it sounds like, you know, you were able to keep the community pretty much engaged, you know, with your online programs throughout that entire time, right?
Yes. You know, when I turn in a report to the state library, we do a fiscal year. We were talking about that. We do a fiscal year which starts July 1st through June 30th. And so I was looking back at that time period and then saying, you know what, we were closed 15 weeks out of 52. You know, just because we had to move back into this beautiful building. We moved here in August, and, you know, things were just terrific. We had like 245 programs, you know, in that meantime until March suddenly happened. And then it was just like, oh, okay, what do we do? And so even with the online programming, you know, the book club and story time and craft time and all of that, we still had, 52 programs that were online, and we still had a lot of people who took part in that. So I would consider that a success.
Well, and, you know, you're able to open back up. We get later into the summer. We didn't actually touch on this before, but you were able to acquire some hotspots. I'm sure that was a popular thing for the community to offer those.
Yes, absolutely. Well, since everybody was going online, doing everything virtually, including school, we were finding that a lot of families needed reliable access to the internet. And so many people don't have that, especially if you are in the rural country, but also families in town that didn't have the internet. And so we were able to provide those for families and for individuals. And that's been really, really very popular. So we're happy that we can provide that service.
And of course, this was an election year here as well. And you were able to offer a voter education course. Tell us about that.
That was wonderful. We were so lucky to have Melissa Malloy provide that for us. She is hoping to attend law school in the fall, and we wish her great luck with that. Very bright, bright, wonderful girl. And she did so much research and did a wonderful series of online programming that people took part in. And it was timely too, you know, because the library is a polling place. And so there were a lot of people who showed up for the election here too. We were glad to provide that service. We're finding out that in all times, the library is a very popular, very much needed meeting space, because people make use of our meeting rooms, community rooms, study rooms for all kinds of different things. So we're happy to provide that.
Well, and here throughout the month of December, then, you had a couple of charitable efforts, I understand, with the Mitten Drive and then the Tree of Books. Those are just about wrapped up here. What can you tell us about the progress of those?
Oh, wonderful. And we have to give a shout out to Dr. Bob, because he saw that in another library and he said, hey, let's try to do that here. And we've had great luck with that. I'm just so happy to see all of the donations that we've received. And all of them will go towards Helping Hands or the local schools. And if you can see a picture of it, it's just wonderful that we have so many mittens and gloves and hats for the kiddies that we can give that. And also thank you to all of the people who donated towards the Tree of Books. And that's something we've been doing for years, and people know that as a way that they can give back to the community by purchasing a book in memory or in honor of somebody. And we've had wonderful success with that.
Thanks to Knoxville Public Library Director Roslyn Thompson for joining us on today's program. If you miss any of our Let's Talk programs, find them under the podcast section at kniakrls.com and subscribe through Apple, Google, or Spotify to never miss an episode. That concludes today's Let's Talk Knoxville.